Global poll shows 2-1 opinion, refugees are just economic migrants. By Neil Monroe on July 24, 2024. A poll of 52 nations shows overwhelming majorities of citizens say most refugees are just economic migrants seeking jobs and aid, not helpless victims of war or disaster. The polling firm Ipsos asked 33,000 people in 52 countries to agree or disagree with this statement. Most foreigners who want to get into my country as a refugee really aren't refugees. They just want to come here for economic reasons. Or to take advantage of our welfare services. 58% of Americans agreed with the not refugees view and just 34% disagreed. According to the poll, which was conducted to help the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees to rebuild public support for more migration. In the United Kingdom, the result was 62% agreement and 29% disagreement. In Germany, the score was 61% and 33%. In Ireland, the split was 63% to 32%. Worldwide, the split was 61% agree and 31% disagreed, despite relentless media cheerleading for more migration. The unwanted result came after the survey skewed the poll in favor of migration. For example, the survey hid the current scale of migration, forced respondents to pick between extreme welcome or rejection alternatives, and hid the policy alternatives. Those options include investment in U.S. productivity and mutually beneficial trade. Despite this skew, the Ipsos survey admitted that most people worldwide share Americans' rising opposition to migration. Year-over-year tracking in select countries reveals declining support in many nations, indicating that while the principle of asylum retains majority support, this sentiment is eroding over time. In the United States, a June 12 Gallup poll showed that 55% of Americans want migration reductions while just 16% want more migration. Still, the Ipsos survey played up results favorable to the UN's More Migration plan. There is openness, to varying degrees, to giving refugees access to their rights and resources, Ipsos wrote. In the United States, the Democratic-led coalition of business interests and progressive groups insist that Biden's migrants are beneficial and are driven by crime and chaos toward Biden's welcome at the U.S.-Mexico border. That business-slash-progressive coalition is powerful. In large part, because it uses Americans' decent sympathy for poor foreigners to quietly and gradually turn a border trickle of migrants into a huge flood of foreign workers, consumers, and renters. This strategy is aided by the many Americans who want to display their left-wing support for migrants. For example, the Ipsos poll showed that 26% of Americans agree with Biden's claim that a person is a refugee even if they were only seeking better economic opportunity outside their country or if they sneaked across the U.S. border. Related, 4-year-old dropped over southern border wall. But the Ipsos survey shows that most citizens in Western countries are growing more wary about the exceptions and loopholes that enable mass migration. For example, the polls show that 48% of Americans and 44% of British agreed that we must close our borders to refugees entirely, we can't accept any at this time. That no exceptions, hardline judgment was shared by 50% of Germans, 42% of Canadians, 53% of Irish, and 49% of Dutch. The poll also showed that 44% of Americans say migrants impose a burden on schools, hospitals, and housing, while 22% say they have a positive effect. However, the citizens of the countries that send migrants to Europe and the United States had much closer results. Ethiopians disagreed 57% to 31%, while Kenyans split 46% agree to 51% disagree. Both countries send many people to wealthier countries, but also try to exclude migrants from their poor neighbors.